Blog Talk Radio.
Fist up for the one that got away. Won't be left for dead, yeah, the one we gotta say. Framed by the pigs way back in Jersey. The only thing you really free to do is serve. When you fight for your rights, then you stand. Watching for the man, pouring drugs to your land. Guns in your hand. Yes, Mando, go and tell, bro. Don't he open any letters, hit this window, come and tell, bro. Whips and chains, whips and chains. Sit around waiting for the shit to change. Your point finger's not acting, just complain. Started didn't fight, just strip the blame. Kids getting off for murder, nobody pushing it further. Bunch of lost sheep out here looking for a herder. Killed off our leaders with a fuck respect. Violence see the beat, only thing you respect. I watch news clips today. America had always got some shit to say. Terror breeds terror, just drop bombs. Some mothers and their kids, yeah, just today. But shit, I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. So Bobby cut my neck and though they wouldn't shoot their weapons. Seen his mama get the news, yeah, it's all right now. Now whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, playing whips and chains. Kill Martin, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Malcolm, but you'll never get a stutter. Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, playing whips and chains. Kill Bobby, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a stutter. Crips and blood, pimps and thugs. Somebody kill their brother, nigga, just because you created these conditions. Racism, segregation in LA. Fed kids on the schools with the hate. Chase the Panthers out the states. Whoa, run, go inside a run. Tortured that woman in a cell. Broke her out of jail. Now you wanna spare propaganda, but we woke up. No more for you to sell. Devils go to hell. Fred Hampton, the inner city. Building unity with gangs. They working with him. CIA did everything they could to flood the hoods with heroin. At the same time, passed away our heroines. But I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. Fred fell asleep inside his bed. Then he shot him dead, bottle in a sack. Yeah, it's all right now. Now whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, plays whips and chains. Kill Bobby, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a stutter. Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, plays whips and chains. Kill Sophie, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Huey, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill King, kill X, kill Fred.
She escaped, you put a bounty on her head.
Poison water in the air and the food.
We already dead, so what else we got to lose?
Once we realize the power that we have as a people and put our minds together, we unite to defeat you. Question lies they teach you. Don't conform to authority, cause under uniforms, human bonds that bleed to.
No justice, no peace, what the people say. The indigo's finna go rise and lead the way. 154 cops, but where's that for Trayvon, Grant Rice, Mike Brown, and Freddie Gray?
I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. Everybody's gone, now they wanna start and touch us about the revolution, yeah, it's about to start right now.
I have advocated, and I still advocate, revolutionary changes in the structure and in the principles that govern the United States. I advocate self-determination for my people and for all oppressed people inside the United States. I advocate an end to capitalist exploitation, the abolition of racist policies, the eradication of sexism, and the elimination of political repression. If that is a crime, then I am totally guilty.
Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way slays whips and chains. Kill Martin, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Malcolm, but you'll never get a stutter. Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way slays whips and chains. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Huey, but you'll never get a stutter.
We're polishing up our act.
Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, Black Power Radio. I am basically your sub-host tonight. I'm just handling me some switchboards here today. But we are here on Black Power Radio, and we're asking a nationwide question. What does it take to raise the Black Panther Nation? Of course, my name is Sheikh Elimam Akbar Abdullah Kareem. I'm the national chairman of the New Black Panther Party for self-defense. The key word, again, is self-defense. In self-defense, we must take our freedom, justice, manage the equality, the freedom, and the justice with our own hands as brothers and sisters. I'm saying to you, whose street is our street and whose land? This is our land. We are the cubs of the most honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul-Muhammad, a freedom fighter in his own right. And we have come by the way of the leadership of Hashim Akhenaten Nzinga, a former national chairman of the New Black Panther Party, for self-defense. And we do put emphasis tonight on self-defense. We are under attack. In fact, all of the freedom fighters bear witness. We're at war with the goddamn beast. I'm here to bear witness tonight, and we must free our social political prisoners. We may have to end up, as it says, to bomb rush this cracker and take black our social and political prisoners. We're trying to find out what does it take to raise a Black Panther Nation with a Black Panther government, with a Black Power functioning government, not a dysfunctional government, but a functioning government. We just happy to be live in the city of Washington, D.C., giving all praise and honor to the Most High God for raising us at this hour and for divinely preparing us to take the freedom from a no-good, low-down, vicious oppressor, the opposition, namely they call him the goddamn white man. And many don't want to talk about the goddamn white man, nor do they want to talk about his vicious woman, they call her in sub, or in short, the she-devil herself. But we are here to watch Megan, to watch Karen, and to watch little Susie Q and the rest of those in her crew. And you know, of course, we are in it to win it, because we're the Khalid Muhammad Lieutenants, and we don't give a damn about no cracker by the name of Uncle Sam. But with that said, we want to take our time tonight and review. We want to call all of your friends, loved ones. You can even call your enemies online tonight. The 646-478-4447. Again, for all of you who happen to be numerically pure at heart, our telephone number is 646-478-4447. We would like you to press 1 in our vast listening audience. All of those wishing to speak tonight would ask you to press 1 so that you'll be directly in the host queue, and we'll be able to get you directly online with the host. Our beloved sister, Barco Robinson, is in the queue, ready and ran to go to pump it up D.C., pump it up Mid-Atlantic region, pump it up national, and pump that thing up international as we bring to the airways our beloved host for the evening and our host at Black Power Women's Radio, the Black Panther Women's Radio, and his sister speak on Sunday. We want to bring to the airways our beloved sister, Sparkle Robinson. Assalamu alaikum and Black Power.
Assalamu alaikum, salam, and Black Power to you, brother. I'm glad to be here, and that's a good topic for tonight. How do we heal a Panther Nation, or how do we build a Panther Nation?
How do we raise the Black Panther Nation? Healing, raising, all of the attributes that go
all
into nation building.
What does
it take to raise? What does it take to heal? What does it take to cure some of the illness, some of the sickness, from mental illness to COVID-18, 19, 20, and COVID-21, which is in the futuristic teaching. We definitely will be teaching on COVID-20 and 21 as well. So there you go for the hot topic of the night. What does it take to raise the Black Panther Nation? Assalamu alaikum and Black Power.
Well, that's a hard one right there, because there's so many different layers to that question. And it's not like it's going to be one specific set of rules, because everything don't work for everybody. But what my vision is, I believe that we're lacking the youth. We have to get back to the Panther Cubs, because those are the ones that are going to take the torch from us. When you look around, a lot of us are older Panthers, and I think a lot of people have been, you know, with the organization so long that we need some new flavor in the organization. We need our youth to tell us what they need, what they're going through, how we can help them, and things of that nature. So that Panther Cub is very important, because the Panther Cub grows and watches the Panther and gets to move around and learn the duties of a Panther and how to behave like a Panther early on, and grows into the organization. So then you have the Panther Cub that turns into the Panther team, and then you have the Panther college student or the grown Panther, and now you have a full-blooded Panther. You see what I'm saying? So just think, like, if everybody in the organization was to bring in their children in the organization, their nieces, nephews, their neighbors, their community kids out there running wild that need help, just need love, need something to be a part of. This is a good organization to be a part of, because we're going to teach you how to think for yourself. We're going to teach you how to think about agriculture, entrepreneurship, speak, how to be a good speaker, you know, a good leader, all kinds of things, self-defense training, martial arts. So we're going to make sure that we teach our own the things that are missing in the classroom where the colonizers designed the curriculum. Okay, that's one layer alone, the Panther Cubs. Now, I'm a thinker, so I'm going to go with education. We have to educate our people. We have to stay ahead of the game. I'm going to give y'all an example, like COVID-19. This is my thought. Did we not learn anything from Hurricane Katrina? Why didn't we have a plan in place already in case it was another natural disaster, pandemic, plandemic, any of those things? We should have had a plan in place as a people. So everything is not the colonizer's fault, because we have to think. We have to be thinkers. If we're revolutionaries, we need to think. we need to learn how to live off the land, okay? What if the water is contaminated by biochemical warfare? Do any of us know what to do? Are we teaching our children how to fish? Do these children know how to go down there to the, I mean, even down here to the wharf down there and with a little fishing rod? Teach them how to fish. Teach them how to clean the fish, cook the fish. Teach them to research these type of things. What can we grow? You know, if you have a yard, you there are things that you can grow in your own home. You don't have to have a sunroom to do it. There are herbs and spices and everything. You know, even like scallions, green onions, rosemary, those kind of herbs, you can grow those in just solid water. You can put it in a mason jar. So I think agriculture is very important. But moreover, we have to, if we're going to say we're revolutionaries, we need to be revolutionary ready. We need to train our people and our youth to think ahead of the game, not sit down and wait till a natural disaster come or a pandemic arrives, and then we waiting on the colonizer to help us. We need to already be ready. We need to have safe places that we can go and live where certain things can't affect us. Now, I was looking in the news the other day. They have sent, what is this, a space shuttle up there for the first time with no astronaut. So these other folk are getting ready. They are getting ready. They are sending their people up there, you know, so they can escape. They're going to leave our black asses right here, and we're going to be still trying to figure it out, hollering we are revolutionaries. People, we have to get ahead. In order to build this Panther thing, we have to be united. We have to be united, and we have to be able to accept constructive criticism. Nobody's picking on anybody. If I say something to my sister or my brother, it's something that I observed that might, could help. And somebody can tell me something that they observed that might can help me. We have to understand that we are a family. We are a family, and we're going to have to go together as we grow together in this organization, because we are what people see. When we're out in public, they see how you look. They smell how you smell. They see if you are well-groomed, if your uniform is clean, all of that. Where's the pride of the Panthers? Like Tupac Shakur made that song, you can see the pride of the Panthers. I think a lot of us need to go back and listen to that song, because I know what the pride of the Panther used to look like, but we have to bring that back. We got to be uniformed and organized. So the organizational skills need to be tightened up as well. I'm not saying that I'm perfect in all these areas by any means. I'm saying we. This is not an I thing, a you thing. It's a we thing. And that's something that we're going to have to understand too. It's not about any one person. It's about the people. It's about the people. So with that being said, I can go on and on and on for miles of talking about what we could do, but those are only my ideas. And this is where I take the mic to someone else, because I'm curious to know what everybody else thinks.
Wow. What a spill, what a spill. Sister Sparkle Robinson, we have a very special guest tonight. Dr. Mella Desire is out in Los Angeles, and she's going through some very special situations there. And she is a specialist in many areas, and I'm going to allow her to explain that to you. As you bring to the air where our beloved sister from the West Coast, Dr. Mella Desire, and she can give it to us on what does she think it takes to raise the Black Panther Nation and our black nation in general, and then her services and her professional skills, and she's going to drop it like that. Thank you. Assalamu alaikum and Black Power, Dr. Mella Desire. Black Power?
All right, Black Power. How you doing?
Black Power, sister. We're good here in the nation's capital. How are you doing, Queen?
Oh, I am alive and well. And we're about to turn some tables, sis, so I'll be more than happy to share the updates of what's happening here in Southern California.
All right, ma'am.
Currently, they're working on a reparations bill, September 23rd and 24th. And what I am currently working on is a arrest warrant for one of the largest discriminatory people in L.A. There's only two people that controls incarceration, homelessness, and everything equity when it comes to black businesses. And I like to say their names on the air, if that's okay?
Sure, go ahead.
All right, so the first one that we are going to expose, her name is Mary Conway Wickham. And if anyone who had a family member through something called DCFS or foster care, between the years of 2009 to now, as well as those who have been wrongfully incarcerated, which primarily is our black men and black women, or if some black-owned business has not received equity or any type of funding, Mary Conway Wickham is behind all of that. And I can't go into the details of how we do, but we have 7 years of evidence. And what I'd like to do is actually put her and David Justin Cowan, who is the judge that has convicted black people for the last 8 years in California wrongfully. So what I'm working on literally this week, on September 23rd, we have a hearing in which I'm going to call for their arrest. And I'm actually going to be working towards studying for Supreme Court justice. I'm running for Supreme Court justice. And I realized that our neighborhoods, I'm originally born in Boston, but I was raised in South Los Angeles, where the lack of knowledge is what's killing our people. We have to get in tune into politics, no matter how strenuous it may seem. Politics is what determines our life. And if we don't know our local councilmen, if we don't know how our city is ran, if we don't know our assembly person, then you're leaving our lives up to these people who want to destroy the black community. And that's what you've been having since 1619. Now, I urge our urban families, especially our black parents, to really look at the Constitution and know what the laws are. Here in California, they had statutes where they didn't even allow black people to come in because they were so afraid of who we are. And these are the type of things that a lot of us don't know. The law is written the way it's written right now. It gives other races permission to discriminate against blacks. But if we are not in tune with the law, we're going to constantly be marching in the street with our hands in the air, talking about no justice, no peace. While we can take that energy and actually rewrite legislation and have no one determine how we live our lives. And that's the way that we need to go from 2021 on. So I've been leading the fight in policy. I've been writing policy in local homeless shelters. I advocate for low-income families. I help with their paperwork, legal work. And these are the things, loopholes that I have found in the last couple of years. So we, in the next 2 weeks or so, we are drafting and working with certain entities, and I will disclose more as we go along, but the time has come. Right now we have identified, at least here in the state of California, the culprit, blonde hair, blue-eyed people, these two individuals, Mary Wickham and David Cowan, that has caused so much trauma for black constituents in Southern California. And I don't know if you know how powerful they are, but you need to research these two names and see what I'm talking about. They're connected to everyone. These two people have the power to change outcomes in criminal cases. And this is very dangerous. So because they have no accountability, we have been seeing injustice in every facet for persons of African descent born on American soil. And it's now that we take our power back through knowledge.
Well, beloved sister, as you have raised the issue of wrongful incarceration, our national spokesman has been wrongfully incarcerated in the state of North Carolina. It's in a place called Pitt County. It's in Greenville, North Carolina. Has not seen his lawyer, has not been before the judge since Juneteenth, 3 straight months without having situation managed by a judge or go before the judge. So I'm going to try to bring him to the airway now. Hopefully we have him queued up. If we have the most honorable Stephen Biko online on our first line, assalamu alaikum and black power.
Yes, sir. Wa alaikum salam, Black Power family. I was listening for a bit to the doctor, and as you stated, yes, I am a political prisoner held captive in the state of North Carolina, Pitt County. I'm at the Pitt County Detention Center. I was brought here June 19th after the Juneteenth celebration in Washington, North Carolina, charged with a crime that the video and the surveillance cameras prove that I did not commit. However, they are not allowing me to enter into the courtroom to dismiss the court-appointed attorney that they placed on my case. I went for the initial appearance on June 21st. They appointed a court-appointed attorney to me by the name of Charles Terrell Clemens. This court-appointed attorney has postponed 5 court dates from June 25th all the way up until recently, the 15th of this month. All of those court dates have been postponed. They already know that I don't want him to serve as my attorney because he has exercised professional turpitude in numerous instances. He doesn't return phone calls. He hasn't been to see me. He hasn't acted in my best interest. Every time I file a motion to the court or a petition to the court, he goes right in behind it and he withdraws it. Right? I haven't had a bail hearing since being brought here. A bail review hearing since being brought here. I'm here on a $200,000 bail, which is not a bail, it's a ransom for the charge that they have me charged with. They stated that I cannot fire my attorney unless it is done in open court. So I motioned the court to allow me to present myself to the court so that process could take place. That was denied on several different occasions. The federal court refuses to recognize a federal habeas in this case until all state remedies are exhausted. So what they're saying now is that I have to wait until all state remedies are exhausted before the federal government can come in and exercise judicial oversight in this matter. We know that that can't be done simply because state remedies cannot be exhausted if I'm not allowed to enter into the courtroom to get those remedies exhausted. We've contacted this attorney's office on numerous occasions. We've emailed them. We've had a call-in campaign and numerous other things. I've still yet to get into the courtroom. Sheikh Imam Akbar Bilal, the national chairman of the New Black Panther Party, along with and in conjunction with my wife, sister, mother, Janae Muhammad, who is the National Director of Community Affairs and Programs, she has entered into a call-in campaign. Yes, others have called in along with her. She has got a whole team of callers to call in to try to get me in court. This hasn't happened. No, at no turn have we been able to get in that courtroom. So now we're at the point now where I've been here for 3 solid months. There has been payoffs by the officers to gang members in an attempt to assassinate me. I was injured, but I survived the attempt. Then it came out later that the officers were behind that incident. I've been moved from pod to pod to pod because every pod that I go on, I'm still pushing the political line, trying to politicize these prisoners here to awaken them to the injustices that are being done to them on a wholesale level. And each time they begin to awaken, I'm transferred from one section in the jail to the next section in the jail. And now I'm dealing with a medical situation that I don't choose to put over the airwaves, but I'm fighting for my life right now in a medical situation. I would also like to say this. on September the 27th, there will be a rally here in Pitt County at the courthouse by the New Black Panther Party, by the People's Black Panther Party, by the People's New Black Panther Party, and by other revolutionary organizations, and those who are within this direct community here, they will be coming out as well, right? And we need as many people as we possibly can to show up at that rally that morning to pressure the courts to get me into the courtroom. I just need one shot to get inside that courtroom and dismiss this attorney in front of the judge in open court. Now, the glitch is this. They said that I can go into open court, motion the court to dismiss him as my attorney for ineffective assistance to counsel. However, it is up to the judge whether or not he wants to honor that motion. And it has been stated, when I first got arrested, Officer Stephen Beeman, the arresting officer, stated to me that I will not be making it back to Washington, D.C., and if I am not guilty, I will be guilty in this county. Those were his statements, his blatant statements to me, witnessed by other officers. So the die is set. The die is set that this Black Panther won't be making it out of the state of North Carolina. But I am of the resolve that the people will make them do what is justly needed to be done in this case. I don't have faith in the judicial system whatsoever. But what I do have faith in, I have faith in the will of the people to determine the outcome of this situation. I believe that the people, unified and collective, can push these people to do what is right for once. To do what is right for once. They don't have any evidence to substantiate any of their claims that I committed any crime. They know that I haven't committed a crime. Even the officer himself, when he looked at the videotape that day when we were arrested, he came back and said, well, the man said that you did this, but the video shows otherwise. They said that I went into an establishment and armed robbed somebody. However, the video showed that I went into the establishment. Me and other parents went into the establishment to talk to the store owner about an incident that he committed against another Panther. None of us were armed. None of us went in there in an aggressive manner. We went in there to discuss the matter with this man. This man was armed at that time. His weapon was placed on the counter. I took the weapon off the counter, took the clip out of the weapon, and put the weapon by the door and exited the establishment. He said that he felt threatened by us and that we came in armed, but yet he pursued us at breakneck speed when we left the establishment and drove down the street. We drove down the street at normal speed. He sped behind us. That is not the actions of an individual that has just been robbed at gunpoint, that is afraid for his life. Then his own camera footage does not show us coming in there brandishing guns, but that shows us robbing the establishment. It shows us coming in there to talk to him. And that's it. That's all. And I was given not a bond but a ransom. And they refused.
Mother, can I get your
they
full
have refused
name?
To reduce my bond. Excuse me.
May I get your full name?
Yes, my name is Stephen with a V, Farrakhan Muhammad. M U H A. They have it down here. It's M U H A. M-E-D, but my name is actually spelled M-U-H-A-M-M-A-D, but they have it spelled incorrectly. What they did was they purposely butchered my name. They were told the proper spelling of my name. Then they were told my correct home address, which they butchered again, and they began sending mail to an address that wasn't even my home address. Now, this is what's going on right now. I was told by the clerk of the court that it is up to the judge to determine whether or not that court-appointed attorney can be recused from my case, which I know is a violation of my Sixth Amendment right to have counsel of my choice. I have a Sixth Amendment right to be represented by counsel. Counsel that I deem fit and sufficient to represent me in a judicial process. However, that right is being hampered by them appointing an attorney to me and refusing to allow me to have contact with this attorney. This attorney is refusing to have contact with me, and he's also refusing to recluse himself from my case. Now, the individual that was arrested with me, He's been taken back into court. His bail was reduced from $200,000 to $850,000. Reduced from $150,000 to $75,000. He's out. He's out on bond. Right?
Yeah.
It was also stated when I spoke to him, it was also stated by him that he was visited several times by the district attorney's office in an attempt to convince him to change whatever statement he had planned to make to the statement that they designed for him to make. This was his statement. Now, my next issue is this. We need a campaign going to this chief magistrate here. His name is G. Gladen, G-L-E-N, Brady. He is the chief magistrate here. He's the chief judge here. He sits over top of the district court here. So we need a campaign aimed at him, getting him to do the right thing and getting me inside of the courthouse. He oversees that plantation.
Now, who
and
is
the
Terry
head
Boyle?
District attorney here. Say it again.
Who is Terrence Boyle? Is that the presiding judge on your case?
No, the judge, the presiding judge in this case hasn't been determined just yet. The chief magistrate
here's
name is.
I'm looking at your case right now, Stephen Farrakhan Muhammad, Pitt County Sheriff's Office, and it's stating that Terrence W. Boyle is your judge. So what we want to do, and I'll gather more information to write down, you have to target the Fraternal Order of Police of Pitt County, which is located at 100 West. Now, the lodge officer, Dontario Hardy, when you look at the NCFOP website, it has Dontario Hardy as the president. And the funny thing is, he's the only black man that they placed on the website. Everybody else is a race baiter, basically. So I will get more information to send a letter directly. And if you want to do any type of protest, any type of marching of any kind, you need to do it at the Fraternal Order Lodge. And they have a meeting every second Monday of each month, according to getting your story out there. We really do need everyone to know that this is the jig is up. They're going to fall in line. They're going to follow the law that they created, and we're going to make them do that.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to recommend that my wife, Sister Janae Muhammad, she's on the line with you right now. I'm going to recommend that she gets that information from you and the national chairman gets that information from you too. What I'm going to do, because my time is running out on this phone right here, I'm going to make an attempt to call right back. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
That's
all. All right.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
I'm going to make them back. So you can pick up with Janae or Dr. Desire either or the...
I'm here.
Y'all have heard. Okay, Ms. Sister Janae, y'all haven't heard from her, and then we'll be passing it around all the way and getting some ways and means, some resolution on how we're going to approach Pitt County. Black Powell?
Yeah.
Black Powell, Queen, thank you for the information. I was listening, but I didn't get a chance to write it down. So
sure, my
telephone
number is, if I may, I'll give you my number, is 323-884.
Okay, hold on one second.
Sure.
Yeah, I've been in meetings all day long, on the phone.
We're going to get him out.
We got to get out. He's not doing good at all. And it's just stressful. It's very stressful for me.
Yeah.
I have to keep going through this. It's been too long. I mean, I ain't never experienced nothing like this before in my life. It's crazy.
Yeah. And that's how they've been doing for years.
Sending them to court.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Now I'm ready. I have my piece of paper with me right now. And my pen.
Okay.
Number
is
323. Uh huh.
884-8583.
Okay.
And that's the Federal Health Commission. That's our organization. And my name is Dr. Mello DeVoe.
Dr. Mello?
Yes, M-E-L-L-O, last name, Desire, D-E-S-I-R-E.
All right. Okay, thank you so much.
I look forward to speaking with you and getting this rectified as soon as possible.
Yes, ma'am. I definitely will hit you up Monday morning.
Okay.
I have so much going on, but peace and black power to the nation, the Black Power Nation. This is Sister Janae. My Sunday morning in a meeting, I had brunch with one of the local, is that my background? I got feedback. Okay, well, I spent my morning with some local mothers, parents that of victims of violence, and we're going to start a documentary with working through our pain by having artwork with the family. Is that my background now? It sounds bad. I'm not going to speak because it sounds really horrible on my end. So, y'all go ahead.
I can hear you.
You can hear me good? Okay. Well, yeah, I've been working with local leadership here in Washington, D.C., in Southeast Washington, D.C., and all day we've been visiting with mothers of victims of violence and their siblings. One lady, she has 9 children. And 2 of her 9 boys were killed in gun violence. The police shot one. Somebody else shot the other son in the head. It's just crazy. So what we're going to do in D.C. is we're sitting down with the families and the children, and we're getting them counseling. They're going through therapists, and we're going to use art as therapy. I hope sip and paint classes on my own sometime, but we have connected with another organization where we're going to be filming this and documenting how we can start healing our communities by incorporating artwork and painting and designing things and just going through a whole 8-week process of healing for these families, because most of these families that have experienced trauma like that, you know, gun violence and things like that, they're still suffering. There's still a lot of underlying hurt and pain and things that the children don't understand and the mothers are going through. So today was the first day that we met with them. It's through Regina's House organization here in Southeast Washington, D.C. So I'm just glad to be a part of that, you know, and that's a part of our community development programs where we're actually going to be able to implement these things throughout the new Black Panther Party. And those people that are seeking help, I mean, that need help, that are victims of gun violence, need to seek help. You need to get counseling. You need to put your children, your siblings, the siblings of those brothers and sisters that have been killed. Everybody needs to go to therapy and get some kind of therapeutic healing going on. So everything that we're doing is in conjunction with, you know, with one another. So I just wanted to make sure that my comrades know what I'm doing and they're on top of the programs that are being developed here in D.C. And I hope that they would reach out and adopt these programs and put them into action. So that's what we are about here in the New Black Panther Party. We are about action. We are no longer going to sit back and talk and hold summits and hold tributes and things like that without any direct impact on our communities that are surrounding us. So that's peace and black power. Much respect to our national chairman, Sheikh Imam Akbar, and Sister Robinson for the work that they're doing in the new Black Panther Party. Shout out to my husband, Stephen Muhammad. Like I said, I really wish he was here with me because it would make much more of an impact on the community. We're a team, and we need that team back together. So I look forward to speaking with you on Monday morning to try to get him free so we can get things going for the community. Because, you know, him being in jail is not serving anybody any purpose. We need him right here on the streets of Southeast Washington, D.C., putting in work. So that's peace and black power, and I will continue to listen to the show. Black power, y'all.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Black Queen.
Black power.
Former chair of D.C., go ahead. I don't know if Ms. Sparkle
okay,
or the doctor.
Yeah, so what I was getting ready to ask is are there measurements that we can take with the Department of Justice at this point? Yeah, the Department of Justice is just as good as aluminum foil toilet paper. They're useless.
Yeah, well, we know that, but, you know, sometimes you want to stir the pot. You know, just to let people know that you do understand the law and you want to cross,
yeah,
dot all your I's and cross your T's.
Yeah.
Because dealing with these people and rallying and walking back and forth with signs talking about Free Biko is not going to get him out of prison, I don't think. So I'm not understanding why they are not seeing him. We need to put the pressure on. We need to blow those cell phones up. We need to start a petition. Get a petition going. We had one going circulating. I don't know what happened to it. We need to get legal help, we need an attorney. We need an attorney that will do some pro bono work. We need to search high and low. Maybe somebody will help him. They do have a lot of programs like the Innocence Program, the Freedom Program. I sent a whole list of programs out that are people in the community that do this in all different states. The thing mm-hmm. with anything is we have to have good follow-up skills. So whatever we start working on or whatever we need, we have to follow up on it and follow through so we can make an impact and let people know what's going on with him. And last but not least, you know, we don't need any more of our people getting locked up before we can get him out of there. So with that being said, we need to do our homework on these programs that are free. There are a lot of free programs out there that have gotten people out because he's in there with no intent, okay? If they have a video that shows that he did not commit that crime, why is it that being watched? I mean, it's just simple things like calling down there and blowing their daggone phones up. But we need a lot of people to join in and do it. You have to speak up and speak out to these people let them know our brother is in there. We know he didn't do anything.
That's right.
There was a camera there. There was a camera there. Look at the tape. Why are y'all not looking at the tape? Why are y'all not allowing him to go to court? It's not rocket science. But, it takes unity. Everybody has to jump on board and be on the same page. Everybody has to do this. And because if it's to the point now that they are making threats to him and basically telling him he's not going to get out of prison and they are harming him, doing bodily harm to him, now they done stepped into another arena, okay? So now we can hit the books and look at what should be going on versus what's going on when it comes to them putting their hands on.
Yeah, the main idea.
They are laws to protect them against that. Someone need to mute their phone, please. They are laws to protect him against being harmed by these people.
I agree. The first step is the North Carolina Department of Justice. Have you heard of Attorney General Josh Stein?
What's the last name?
First name Josh, last name S-T-E-I-N, Josh Stein. They're located in Raleigh, North Carolina. That's the nearest Department of Justice locally. We would start there first thing Monday morning. Their telephone number is 919-716-6400. And that we can flood their telephone lines concerning Stephen's case. And then from there, we can file a complaint online.
Dr. Desire, for those
yes,
that are the murderer at heart, would you repeat that number a couple of times for our vast listening and participating audience, please?
I got it.
Sure. The main line is 919-716-6400, and the Attorney General's line is 919-661-5980.
Both offices in Raleigh?
Yes. That's the Department of Justice for North Carolina. And we will definitely bring awareness in California and get as much support as because we have a lot of Black Panthers that are still locked up here up north. So it's an epidemic. Yeah, it's an epidemic. But we have to get them in the jugular. We have to get them through legislation. And I'll be more than happy to help draft any support letter and really make phone calls and make things happen in a different way. And I do agree with my sister when she says, yeah, the marching in the streets and stuff, that is, at this point, it's a waste of time because we've done march for years and it really hasn't made significant changes if we take a pen to paper and start writing. And that's what they don't expect us to do. They expect us to keep taking it to the street.
They're fighting with your brain. Right.
Amen.
Exactly.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. So I want us to definitely change the narrative. And Mr. Farrakhan Muhammad's case is definitely one that we are going to put in the forefront, along with some other notable brothers as well. But my purpose for running for Supreme Court Justice is because there is none that's representing Black folks for real, for real. And you don't even have to be a U.S. citizen or have a law degree to become a Supreme Court justice. And nobody ever
that's
told
correct.
Me. Yes. So I want to take advantage of that because I have worked in policy for a while, and I believe that these laws that are created to keep us down need to change. And the way we can change it is something called an Article 5. That's according to the Constitution. Article 5 states that, yeah, it states that we can get together as a group of people, and if two-thirds of the people agree to an amendment change, the law can be changed tomorrow. But because the, you know, powers that want to be want to keep us down, they don't allow this amendment or Article 5 to be known. But those of us that do know, we have to make it a point that we as a people can literally create our own government tomorrow if we want to. And that's what I'm really working towards with brothers and sisters just like you and groups that are really about Black empowerment for us to come together in a different way. So I thank you again for this platform and for allowing me to speak.
Thank you so much. And giving us that good information. It's very informative. We do have the number, but my, I want to know, do they have a Department of Justice in Greenville where he's at?
Well, the main one, not near there. The Justice Center, the U.S. Department of Justice is in Raleigh. And I don't believe, I can check to see if they have a smaller department, but the one in Greenville would most likely be transferred to the Raleigh Department of Justice.
Yeah, because I know sometimes they real funny. I used to live in Raleigh, and they'll
you know, send you back and forth, play you back and forth between those different forts. So, yeah, we probably want to get closer to where he is. Yeah, but thank you so much for the information. These are things that need to be coming to the forefront, just like we have our brother Russell Maroon in prison right now. He has stage 4 cancer and COVID. He's dying, and they won't release him to go home and do his hospice care at home, his last days. They're that cruel. Then we have Brother Sambiati Okoli. He's 84
That's
years
correct.
Old.
Dementia.
He's been in prison forever. Then we have Brother Rochelle McGee. He spent 57
That's
years
right.
in prison with shoe torture. He's 81 years old. Shoe torture is solitary confinement. So, you know, it's a whole lot with being a Panther. I would like to hear more about it because I'm very interested in, if I had a degree in law, I mean, my goal would be to go get everybody out of prison, to get all of my brothers and sisters out of prison. That would be my goal. I research these things. Because it's a concern of mine. I happen to have a good mentor, revolutionary brother, who's teaching me a lot about the prison system and things of that nature and how I can help and things that I can do in this city to bring attention to these matters. But as far as somebody being in prison like that, and then, you know, we're looking at it's escalated to a different type of torture with him in prison, and that needs to be addressed. We need to look at the rules and regulations for that prison, for Pitt County Detention Center, and read what it says, because nobody has any business putting their hands on him at all. You know, so
yeah.
I just wanted to grab that for home. And the last thing I want to say is follow up. You know, you can't start something and don't finish it. Whatever you start, you have
Correct.
To be persistent and finish it, because when
Correct.
Someone's in prison, time is gone. Time is gone when you're in prison, and you have to be consistent with whatever you're working on to free somebody. It has to be consistent behavior, period. Black power.
Correct.
Black power.
Black power.
Thank you, Dr. Desire, sacrificing, because, of course, you could be with your family, friends, and with your other multiple networks that are after you all the time, and you shared with us tonight that has made a big difference in how we are going to help manage the case, even beat Go Farrakhan Muhammad. We're going to free our man. We have self-determination. Oh, you're giving us the extra knowledge, the extra momentum, and I know it's going to change a few dynamics to free our brother, and we just are so thankful to you. And we will allow you any closing comments. You don't hear from Mr. Biko, and then you give your closing comment. Is that okay? Dr. Desai?
Absolutely. I thank you again for allowing me on this platform. I would be with my people 1,000 times more than anything. So our website is called intelligencematters.academy, intelligencematters.academy, and we are really looking to build back our black community and create our own government. And I have a lot of paperwork that can substantiate how we can do that, but I definitely look forward for leaders like you for us to have a meeting of the mind, just as the oppressors meet 24 hours, 7 days a week on how to trample our freedom, we need to do the same. And so I am on board with any support, and I definitely would love to help lead this fight and bring in justice once and for all for our persons of African descent born on American soil. Black power.
My black power, and you can rest assured that his wife, our comrade sister, Janae Cook Muhammad, and myself will be, as soon as the availability, in contact with you, and we'll be with Mr. Stephen Biko very soon. I'm so thankful that you decided to share with us here tonight and get another episode of Black Power Radio.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you very much.
Yeah, go right ahead, Mr. Biko.
Yes. I want to thank the sister for her wonderful insight and her guidance in giving us viable solutions to addressing the criminal injustice system, and for giving us a blueprint, and a roadmap by which to address these kind of injustices, because for too long these things have been going on within the American political system.
That's
like the sister said, there needs to be, without question, concrete critical analysis of what is taking place, and then we don't need reactions, we need responses. Response by carefully thought out strategic resolutions to these things. And we need consistency. It's okay to call in, but we need consistent consistency. I want my wife to finish this statement up for me. We need consistency. We need brothers and sisters to take hold of this cause and enter into a letter writing campaign, a call in campaign, but we need to show these people that there is a support base out there that will not turn their back on comrades, that will not stand down in the face of opposition, in the face of repression. We're gonna hold the goddamn line and we're gonna keep it moving. No matter what is in front of us, we're going to be consistent, we're gonna be steadfast, we're gonna be vigilant. And we need to politically educate our people so that our people will know how to handle situations like this when they arise. Black
there
power.
Are 15 seconds remaining.
I agree. Right on.
Black power. Go ahead. Come on, Sister Janae.
Goodbye.
She's available right now. We'll either go back to Sister Sparkle or whatever direction we're going. And I believe that Sister, the doctor, is still there. You seem to have so much energy, and every time, I feel just like a rapture. Every time you sit, there's more knowledge left in front of us, and we appreciate you for spitting back at us, for giving us, regurgitating the information from your experience and utilizing your skills to raise us up a level of helping to manage better against a vicious system. I think most of our vast listening audience, they can now come into a better realization, and some into a full realization of what you're up against on the local, state, and the federal level. And if you plan to do something on an international level, you can see what kind of resistance just an ordinary situation with a black man, woman, or child, that it takes on new tentacles, new dimensions when it comes to a black man, a black woman, and to all of our black children. We have to understand the dynamic of managing while you're black, or handling or deliberating while you're black, or negotiating while black. There's a whole lot of things here that we just have to digest and process in a different way, I believe. To get the better outcome, to get the different results that we all say we want, we have to do things quite differently and using sources of knowledge and a different approach to get the different results.
That's what
it is. Yes, ma'am.
That's right, and I do encourage my people to please look into the case of Dred Scott. That's where it all began. Dred Scott.
Yes, I was just reading that the other day. His birthday was just, the 17th? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's a good one.
In 1857, when Roger Taney, a white British judge, actually told him that he has no rights that a white man will never respect, that was never overturned. So in the Supreme Court, the highest court of this nation, it tells us that we are still slaves. And
exactly.
that is what they don't want us to catch us to force to catch up on. But unfortunately, we have advanced to the point where we created everything. So eventually everything will have to return back to us. And that's the season that we're in right now. So I'm internally grateful to my other brothers and sisters, but we need to educate ourselves on the political fashion, and that is how we will defeat the enemy.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that is definitely a big part of it, is knowing what's going on politically and educating ourselves as far as how the government works and how the system works. And understanding the Constitution and Amendment 13 and things of that nature, and really getting to the meat of why we have such mass incarceration. And it's because it's free labor, and this is how they get things done in this country, by prisons. So that's slavery. It's still slavery. If you get in trouble, then you're a slave again when you go to prison. You can't tell anybody you're not going to do anything. You're manufacturing, you're making things. So that's what it's really all about. That's the bottom line. So I totally agree on this. And go ahead.
Yes, ma'am. As you know, we have no coincidence whatsoever in the fact that we have been raised and divinely prepared to deliver us from all forms of enslavement, to deliver freedom, to take the freedom back, to take the justice, all of those entities that are important. Dr. Gazzai alluded to the fact of self-government. We have formed the Black Panther government, and to the dismay of many, and they say, well, how and why are you forming government? I say, it's in no wise different. If you go on any college campus, and they have a student government with
student
different
campus,
officers,
yes,
in that government,
right.
Administrators,
mm-hmm.
and they have a police department assigned to a municipality, a small township, in many places more visible than others, but every single one of them have their own private police department, their own municipal rights, laws, a government that's set up on every college campus. So when you say new Black Panther government, it doesn't mean that we're here to take on the National Guard, the U.S. Marine Corps, the U.S. Army. It means we're going to function as a government and meet the needs of Black people in many municipalities, which we are already doing in many, but definitely taking back the freedom. We are, again, divinely prepared by the Almighty God of the world, the originator of the heavens and the earth, to deliver freedom to Black people. And that's simply because every ancestor that we have, modern day, late day, everyday ancestors, have talked about this freedom that had never come to a fulfillment in the lives of Black people. Dr. King was looking for freedom. Frederick Douglass was looking for freedom. Marcus Mosiah Garvey, Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan looked for freedom. Jesse Jackson, Al Sharpton, talked about the freedom. George Floyd, he talked about that freedom in his lifetime, if you listen back to his tape. And they killed him in the midst of still, no matter what he was doing on the street, he still had a desire for a certain form of freedom that has yet to be fulfilled in the lives of Black people. And we have to be prepared, brother and sister, like you say, educate yourself socially and politically to take Black, or take back the freedom that was stolen from us. The original Congressional Black Caucus, the brother Adam Clayton Powell, charged the white man. He didn't just go to the Congress floor, but he held a special news, a press conference, specifically on the white man. And he said, he charged them at that conference. He said, we want Black, or we want back what you, the white man and his woman, have stolen from us. And he never even alluded to the fact that we're good. He said, when we get it, we will have our self-respect. And that's what we're talking on the line tonight. We will have our dignity, right? But he said, for the first time, we will inherit and we will have our integrity. And that's what we need to go in the case of Stephen Biko and many others in these similar circumstances, very strange legal set of circumstances, a peculiar form of white supremacy that keeps us in a subtle form of enslavement, that this is what we want, Black our freedom, to, you see what I'm saying, to exercise the justice, not in the pursuit of justice, but the Puritan form of justice in the original Black's law, in the original law for the original man and woman. And I think that's a noble aspiration, Dr. Desire, if we really want to help Black people, Black power.
Black power.
That's right.
We have another gentleman. We have another melanated brother who's been in prison for 7 years. And I'm forgetting his name. I think his last name is Guy, G-U-Y. He's been in prison for 7 years, and he hasn't even been seen by the judge. 7 years. So, with
wow.
You know, I'm just bringing that up because we don't want this to turn into that, you know. And I'm hearing
right.
that, you know, the Alabama legislator is considering amending their constitution to abolish slavery. Okay, so
right.
They're asking that you write in and email them, or you can call them at 334-261-0690. Again, that number is 334-261-0690. These are the kind of things I'm talking about. If everybody, just think of all of us melanated people will participate in calling, writing letters, signing petitions and things like that, it will become overwhelming and they will have to let our brothers go and our sisters go.
That's right. I agree.
Yeah, so...
There is a point in time that also that tells us that we cannot continue to go along the same route. There was an Emancipation Act in 1862 called the District of Columbia Emancipation Act. And what this did, it actually gave slave owners, the slave masters, $300 per slave that was emancipated, that was free. So that was sort of a reparation that was given, but it was given to the slave owners. And that was something
exactly.
that, you know, that nobody debated about, nobody argued about. They just felt that, oh, well, we don't want to make these slave owners feel bad. They're losing property, so let's pay them $300. And today that's probably worth maybe $10,000 to $12,000 per slave master. So if they are debating about reparations for descendants of slaves, but yet they gave reparations to the slave owners, it already tells you what environment that we are living in, which is why we cannot continue to knock on their door and ask for anything. We're just going to take it back. And that's why I feel that this is a different season and how we approach it, but we definitely got to strike the pan while it's hot and continue the legislative work. So we definitely are on the right track, but we just got to mobilize our people as a nation to finish the job.
Yeah, because the, you know, the District of Columbia Emancipation Act was an early signal of slavery's death, pretty much. In the
yes.
district itself, African Americans was greeted by emancipation with great jubilation for many years afterwards. You know, so those are the type of things that we have to educate ourselves on. I try to keep up with this stuff because it's you have to know it to understand what's going on now, and you have to know where you need to target your attention for change. So we do have a lot of different bills that were supposed to be passed. And see, and it
mm-hmm.
happens all the time in this country when things are out in the public eye, like, for example, George Floyd, that bill there, the way that man got lynched in front of our eyes, and they made us sit through a court case like we didn't really see what we saw. And then
right.
it was so big that this bill was going to get passed. And then, you know, the longer it's a bill, it's more less likely to become law. So
right.
we have to stay on these people. We have to stay on them and raise holy hell. And that's what we don't do. We just sit down and be quiet. And they pay
yeah.
us peanuts. They give the family peanuts, and they take it. See, if that was my family, we wouldn't have took that money. We wouldn't have took that little bit of money. We would have told them, you got to be kidding, okay? We would have fought. Mm. We would have fought them. So what we have to do is really, really start paying attention to these bills. Go back on these bills. And another thing that I'm really disturbed by is Joe Biden. When he, I can't express it enough, when he took that office and all of his arrogance before he got that seat, even he got real cocky talking about it, if you don't vote for me, you're not black and all this kind of stuff. Okay, then he get in office and he see us getting murdered. He see our people getting lynched by the police and everything else. But when those 7 or 8 Asian people got killed in those salons, he hurried up and gave them an executive order. So why are the blacks, why are we so hated? And by all people, not just by them, I'm talking about by Asian people. Everybody hates black people, okay? So my thing is this. He needs to be held accountable for giving us an executive order to keep us protected from these police officers that think they have the right to just kill us any type of way. And it's not stopping. And then you go on and you look at the government itself and the GOP, and they're sitting there just blocking everything, you know, like they on the basketball court playing defense. You know, nothing is coming through here. If they're not going to do any work, get their asses up out of there. It has to be something that we can find. We need our brothers and sisters that know the law to educate us, to hold classes with us, to teach us how we go about getting some things changed and how we pursue an action and in an intelligent manner. You know, not going down there cussing people out and talking all crazy, but really educate us as to what we need to do. Black power.
That's right. Black power. That's right.
Do we have any questions on the line, Brother Akbar?
Let me go up and down. We've got, did the doctor have something on a follow-up to what you said, or what do we have?
Reparations, the executive order for the Asians, I agree 100% that it was ridiculous for after 1 year of the stop Asian hate rhetoric that they would get paid off. But then again, we have to look at our local governance. A lot of our members are friends with these politicians. A lot of them are paid off by these politicians to
stop. It's a money thing. It's money. Mm-hmm.
Right. What we have to do is each one of us have to take time out to learn about our local governance and mobilize small until we grow. Because Joe Biden represents the entire country of governors, of councilmen who are just as corrupt. So if we can make noise in North Carolina for Mr. Farrakhan Muhammad and other notables in the states that they're in. And then we can perfect the national call when we reach to the White House, because that's where they cannot touch us once we perfect our local level. But if we come together and then you have the same thing that Martin Luther King and Malcolm X went through by being killed by inside jobs, then that's where we fall again. And we don't want to go through that. So I want to work with people who are really focused and focus on the youth, the young people. There are a lot of so-called gangbangers, so to speak. A lot of our young people who are in gangs by design. If they really knew how to become free through education by engaging with them, by talking with them. We have to have town forums in the areas we live in. Mobilize a lot of the young people who was with Black Lives Matter. They were misguided in a way in the end because we don't have any laws that Black Lives Matter created. We don't have any schools that they created, but yet they have $90 million that paid off the leaders, and now they're well off. So that's a capitalism move that is not going to fit in this narrative. We have to really be hungry to say,
I want my neighborhood to change, so who can I mobilize in my neighborhood? And then you take your neighborhood to your neighboring town and grow in that fashion. And the next thing you know, you will have a group in an area in each state that is mobilized strong with not only knowledge, but with the legislative power behind us. But we have to get into that practice. It's not an overnight thing, but definitely we have to get the word out that we have to start mobilizing our own groups. So who are the top 4 or 5 people that you can think of in your circle that can actually mobilize the signatures and have a weekly, biweekly, or monthly meeting concerning the strategic portions of how to move forward? And this is why I constantly try to reach out to my young people, because they are not really engaged in the movement. It's usually our elders that tell us this is what's happening and try to motivate them, but they live in a different era, and we have to reach the young people more than ever with this knowledge and have them up to speed so that way they can do more than just marching. So that's definitely something that I want to work with you guys on and see how we can make this come to fruition.
Thank you so much. Well, I know here in D.C. we have a lot of help. People just don't know where to go to get the help because it's not advertised. I say this all the time. D.C., mm-hmm. the District of Columbia is one place with a lot of resources. We have a lot of wraparound service here in the District of Columbia that families can use and take advantage of. We do have well, of course, the government is here, but we do have a lot of melanated people that have their own businesses through their life experiences, and we have just collaborated with Street Law Soldiers run by General Sankofa, and he offers a lot of services. A friend of mine, a friend of the family, was just locked up, and he took care that he helped advocate for him so that he could get help and things of that nature. But just to go over some things that Street Law Soldiers do, in case the listeners need any help in the area, Street Law Soldiers deal with mass incarceration. So we have the resources, but we're not using them. You see what I'm saying? That's the difference. We don't use the resources that we have. They deal with all of this miseducation of the system, the economic castration of apartheid. They deal with police terrorism, genocide, infant mortality, abortion murder, gentrification, medical genocide, you name it. So they also deal with people who have substance abuse issues and people who are dependent on alcohol, of course, and then we have this new opiate thing, and people are so misinformed. People think that melanated people are not abusers of opioids. We are. We need help in that area as well. So those are just some of the resources just by that one gentleman, one organization, himself, he and his wife, Mrs. Samantha Sankofa. They feed the homeless. They fed like 150 people today. It was other organizations that were involved that fed, that gave boxes to the seniors and things like that. So people are in the community. So they're working, but they're not talking about it, you know. But people mm-hmm. are working. People have organizations that they're running to deal with just about anything you want to know in D.C. If you've been a victim of domestic violence, we have an organization for it. Whatever you can say, it's an organization for it here in the District of Columbia.
That's great.
Thank you.
Thank you, my sister. Appreciate the information.
Oh, you're welcome. Oh, and I forgot to give the phone number. If y'all need to contact Street Law Soldiers for any of the above that I just listed, their number is area code 202-294-7831 or 202-482-7563. Again, that's area code 202-294-7831 or 202-492-7563. And it's really good to know these things, because I think we get in the habit of waiting for people to hand us something as a people. We have to get out here and find these resources. Anybody can, I mean, the way these phones are like computers now, and I don't even have a computer in my possession. I basically do everything on my phone. I Google information, and I type in anything, and I look it up. And then I call them, and I say, hey, you know, what kind of services do you offer? What kind of insurance do you take? If it's something medical. And you know, that's how it starts. And then you find other services that's umbrellaed under that that will help you. And a lot of times they work with underserved people and things of that nature. But you have to make an effort to look for help. You have to make an effort to reach out and find these services. And if you don't know, do not be quiet about it. Ask questions. Ask questions. You can even call 311 in the nation's capital here in D.C., and that they will point you in the direction of whatever it is you need to know just by simply calling 311. Black Power.
Black Power. Black Power.
Black Power.
We have West Coast out there. Let's see what we got. It's 707-805. You're actually live on Black Power Radio with your host, Sparkle Robinson, along with her, Dr. Hello Desire, out in Los Angeles, California. Welcome to Black Power Radio. Assalamu alaikum and Black Power.
Press 1, please.
Let me see. You may have to get me to press 1 at 707-805. It's 707-805. You're live on Black Power Radio. Maybe it's not there. Okay. Well, I'll let you all wrap up, because that was the last one with the hands up tonight on questions. But a lot of information went out. And this episode, Dr. Desire, all you have to do is click the link and you can play back or play black any of these radio shows that have gone on for the last 10 years. So, again, with our vast audience and all of those, we are happy that you joined us tonight. You can, again, give your closing information, because there are others that are listening on the internet and some that are just listening and not calling or not willing to talk to you about the subject. But you all covered down so greatly tonight that they answered most of the callers that are in this particular audience. Let me see if 707's line is still open and I'll get your closing information. Are you black online with us at 707 and 805?
Black Power, Black Power, Black Power.
What, Black Power?
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir, we can hear you.
You had a good show tonight with the ladies tonight, and I really appreciate listening to y'all every Sunday night. And I'm telling y'all, we got to get justice for everybody who's locked up behind bars. And while I was listening to that lady and the other lady, I gave them high respect. Because, see, we got to get all these troops out of prison, because they don't belong in there. They don't belong in there. But, see, the situation is the system is messed up, like Osbar said. It's messed up. And I'm going to tell you, I was locked up in the East Coast. But it don't mean nothing, because I was locked up for a long time. But see, I had Allah, and he made me get out. But we got to get these people to listen to us, because the white man is trying to put us on chains, and that's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. It's like I said, every day I go out here on my beat and I see the white man putting people behind bars. Not the white man behind bars. We are going behind bars. And we got to get justice for the parents who lost their parents and, you know, in prison and everything else, you know, because we are the new Black Panther. We are not the old. We got the new Black Panther. So this is the whole thing in. Osbourne's my main man. And like I said, y'all doing a good show on Sunday and Monday night. And I'm going to tell y'all, I'm being with Osbourne all my life till I die. But I'm going to tell y'all, listen to Osbourne and he'll tell you the right truth and no truth too. Back to Black Power Radio.
Thank you, Fred. Thank you. It's always a pleasure to have you. Thank you so much. Black power to you too, my brother.
Yes. Thank you. Black power to you. Well, I do want to close out with just a couple of advice for our people to start mobilizing knowledge, and that starts off with knowing your local governance. Take at least an hour a day to focus on political aspects, and this is where we can actually be a stronger foundation through legislation. But we can't do it if we all dialogue. If you're out there now, we have cameras, we have recordings, things that can actually bring to light the disparities of what we as a people have been facing. But if we don't utilize them in an organized fashion, it is null and void. So we have to, the same energy we put into our hair, some of our nails, looking good, we want to focus on what are we putting in our head? Who is the one that's running my local governance? For example, if a young man is stopped in the middle of the street and you ask him, who is your local city councilman, a young Black man, 9 times out of 10, they say, I don't know. I'm not into politics. That is actually a death sentence when we remove that type of knowledge, because then we're telling ourselves, I don't care who is controlling my life. I'm just going to complain about it when the time comes. And as a group of people that created everything, we need to be the prime example on how you cannot tread on my rights and you are going to pay in a way that is organized. And every offense needs to have a price tag. When they arrest us for any wrongdoing, $15,000, $20,000. And then start mobilizing a paper trail of the ideas and the programs that we're creating. And before you know it, we will have a new government. And I promise you, once you know the law, you'll see that this justice system, 9 times out of 10, if you go to court, the judges, your public defender, whoever's in that courtroom does not know the law like you think. So a little goes a long way. So I really do want to encourage our people to mobilize differently. We do have a reparations committee coming up September 23rd and 24th, and we want I'll send more information on that. If you do need help with our resources, mental health, housing, we're trying to build housing on our own. As you know, that's a crisis everywhere, but we have to be our own everything. And so you can give me a call at 323-884-8583. You can log on to our website, intelligencematters.academy. There will be a location where you could drop your business plan, your business proposal. And we want to encourage, no matter what age you are, no matter what field you work in, you must have a plan. And start out with your plan of how to change your immediate community. So if you want to build a youth center, or if you want to build housing, or if you want to get your own business, if you don't have a plan, it's not going to work. So I look forward to fighting the good fight. And in the next 6 months, we will be working very hard to try to get every single one of our, especially our freedom fighters, our brothers, in the Black Panther Party. Marcel Farmer, who's our youth mentor, he's in jail right now as we speak because he was trying to find housing in Beverly Hills. And so these are the things he was, walking while Black. But he's been in jail for 7 months now up north, and COVID and mistreatment and putting them in the hole and free labor, all of this is what the 13th Amendment was created for us, to be suppressed. But the only way we can make an improvement is through education and knowledge. So, again, I thank you, Sister Sparkles. I thank you, Black Power Radio. This is something that we really do need to be on top of. And let's do it by action, not by dialogue. Black Power.
Black Power, that is so true. Thank you so much. Those resources
are the key. That's the thing. It's knowing your city. If wherever you're located at, find the resources in your town and share them with people. That's what I usually do. People used to call me the resource queen because I could find you a voucher for some paper towels at one time, but that was years ago. But just be well informed. Research what's out there in your city or town, how you can get help for things, how you can start your own grassroots campaigns, how you can start your own political advocacy groups, because that's something I'm really thinking about doing here in the district. We have to just get out there. Wherever you see the services are lacking, create it. Create it for the community. Create it yourself. Just like the sister is telling us, you know, it's about learning the politics. If you just look at the news every day, you'll be surprised at what you learn. And now that we have these cell phones, you could pretty much just read it, Google the news or whatever it is. But if you stay up on current events, that's the word I was looking for, current events and politics, you'll be much more well-rounded. And just don't be focused on where you live, but just, you know, just go through and research different countries and find out what's going on with our melanated people all over the African diaspora. I'm going to say black power to that. And if you want to say anything, Brother Oswald, I'm done.
Ma'am. Okay, I'm black with you. Thank you, Sparkle, and thank you, Dr. Desire. And thanks.
And also, I'm sorry, before I close, I want you guys to put Haitians. I am of Haitian descent. My great-great-grandfather was Jean-Baptiste Point-du-Sable. He was the first Haitian Negro to build a house in Chicago. So right now we have about 15,000 plus more Haitians that came 2 days ago. And if you know the history of Haiti, that is where the Black Revolution started as the first Black Republic to be free. And ever since 1804, we have been paying the price. So I want people to take heed. I'm actually going to be flying to Texas to take hold of this. So you might be hearing more about this in the mainstream. But right now it's chaos. And the Haitians are tired. So I want you just to lift up the Haitian people in the meantime, too, because they are part of the Black diaspora. Black power. Thank you.
Black power. Yeah, well, Queen, we have something in common. I have a lot of Haitian blood running through me as well.
All right.
Yeah. So that's where that fire comes from and the will to want to fight back in some type of way. Because, you know, our people, we didn't stand down. We tore their butts up, and that's why they don't want to give Haiti help today. Because of that revolution. But with all that being said, I tell you, I really enjoyed this show tonight. Not the part where Brother Biko's in prison, but I feel real confident that we do have a strong team that can work together to get him out, to free him. Yes. And I want to say thank you to all the listeners, and please come back. And if you want to send us a donation to keep us going on the fight to free Brother Biko, please send it to Cash App, $77Bakers. Again, that's $77Bakers. Black power.
Black power.
Black power.
And again, to our host, Sister Sparkle Robinson, and our guest, Dr. Desire. We are just happy that you decided to, you know, invest your time and energy, your skills, your profession, and all that you have done throughout your lifetime right here at Black Power Radio. We actually give you more of what you listen to Black Radio for. And we have, again, the most informative radio talk show on the Internet, on your smartphone, perhaps on your dumb phone, your Android, or your paranoid phone. We are, again, Black Power Radio. We are unique and peculiar in the right way to, again, free our black people from all forms of enslavement, all forms of indoctrination, and any form of corruption. It can't touch Black Power Radio because we've been blessed with the angels' protection from the ancestors and beyond.
And we're just happy that, again, you decided to spend your evening here at Black Power Radio with all that's been said and all that could be said. That's Free Stephen Biko, again, at $77Bakers. All that we can do, keep it strong, keep it black. But whatever you do, do keep it revolutionary and black power, black power.
We're another negative vibe. And if you're trying to make it, they only push you aside. They really don't have nowhere to go. Ask them where they're going, they don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're gonna put our shirts together, gonna polish up our act well. And if you've never been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore.
locked up or the one that got away? Won't be left for dead, yeah, the one we gotta say. Framed by the pigs way back in Jersey. The only thing you really free to do is serve. When you fight for your rights and you stand, watching for the man, pouring drugs in your land, guns in your hand. Yes, Mando, go and tell, bro. Don't he open any letters, hit this with a go and tell, bro. Whips and chains, whips and chains. Sitting around waiting for the shit to change. Your point finger's not at, just whips complain. Started didn't fight, just strip to blame. Kids getting off for murder, nobody pushing it further. Bunch of lost sheep out here looking for a herder. Killed off our leaders, what the fuck you expect? Violence is the beat, only thing you respect. I watch news clips today. America had always got some shit to say. Terror breeds terror, they just drop bombs. Some mothers and their kids, yeah, just today. But shit, I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. So Bobby cut my neck and throw they wouldn't shoot they weapons. Seen his mama get the news, yeah, it's all right now. Now whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, playing whips and chains. Kill Martin, but you'll never get a soda. Kill Malcolm, but you'll never get a soda. Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, playing whips and chains. Kill Bobby, but you'll never get a soda. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a soda. Crips and blood, pimps and thugs. Nobody kill their brother, nigga, just because you created these conditions. Racism, segregation in LA. Fed kids on the schools with the hate. Chase the Panthers out the states. Whoa, run, go inside a run. Torture that woman in a cell. Broke her out of jail. Now you wanna spread propaganda, but we woke up. No more for you to sell. Devils go to hell. Fred Hampton, the inner city. Building unity with gangs. They working with it. CIA did everything they could to flood the hoods with heroin. At the same time, passed away our heroines. But I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. Fred fell asleep inside his bed. Then he shot him dead, bottling a sack. Yeah, it's all right now. Now whips and chains, the American way. Plays whips and chains. Kill Bobby, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a stutter. Whips and chains, the American way. Plays whips and chains. Kill Sophie, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Huey, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill King, kill X, kill Fred. She escaped, you put a bounty on her head. Poison water in the air and the food. We already dead, so what else we got to lose? Once we realize the power that we have as a people and put our minds together, we unite to defeat you. Question lies they teach you. Don't conform to authority, cause under uniforms, human bonds I bleed to. No justice, no peace, what the people say. The indigo's finna go rise and lead the way. 154 got, but where's that for Trayvon, Grant Rice, Mike Brown, and Freddie Gray? I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. Everybody's gone, now they wanna sign and touch us about the revolution, yeah, it's about to start right now.
I have advocated, and I still advocate, revolutionary changes in the structure and in the principles that govern the United States. I advocate self-determination for my people and for all oppressed people inside the United States. I advocate an end to capitalist exploitation, the abolition of racist policies, the eradication of sexism, and the elimination of political repression. If that is a crime, then I am totally guilty.
Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way plays whips and chains. Kill Martin, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Malcolm, but you'll never get a stutter. Whips and chains. The American way plays whips and chains. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Huey, but you'll never get a stutter.
And we're going to continue the process of claiming our identity and setting the standards for our people of color. We'll not be controlled by the old slave master. And it's convert racism. No other race of people, no Jews, no Indian, no Chinese, let an outside invader control their community in a way that is harmful and poison our people and incorporate bias, prejudice, and bigotry in the standards and racial profiling and willfulness to terrorize our community and do psychological damage to our children every day and destroy our culture with their commercials and their exploitation of their TV programs. They facilitate tyranny. They have developed the standards of what they call terrorist actions. And so if you don't develop an economic program and promote it, if you don't organize your race with a political program and promote it, and if you don't get the conscious level to understand this hostile enemy is not turning back, and you try to promote racial harmony, you're out of your damn mind. You out of your damn mind. You can't even do it on Sunday when everybody's supposed to be praying. It is time for an African revolution. It is time for an African revolution. Any people with dignity and respect would have a revolution of economics. The fundamental purpose of revolution means complete constructive change. We need complete constructive change. We are not just Africans in America, we are pan-Africanism. Pan-Africanism means you understand that right across the water, nationwide, this world is full of people who look like you, from Brazil to Jamaica to Haiti to all of the Caribbean islands and the 54 nations of Africa and Hawaii and everywhere you look, you are. But you have not developed the technique to see yourself because you don't want to talk revolution. Because you don't want change with you as the solution. You want a concept with your soft heart, or can we all get along? You still listening to Rodney King. No, you can't have a commitment to develop your enemy army against you, your enemy police department against you, your enemy courtrooms against you. That's not an effective revolution. Your children must be trained leadership from birth to control their own, to achieve their own goals, to understand nationhood and a higher ideal of what nationhood is from their own standards that you're committed to develop. We're a dynamic people, but we have helped every race of people self ourselves. Right now, if you walk out your damn house, you're going to get some gas from a foreigner gas station. You're going to buy some Chinese food from a Chinese. You're going to take your cleaning, which you've been washing white folk people clothes all your life, to another race of people to wash your clothes who don't live in your community and don't love your children, and you're going to help improve their children's lifestyle. We got children graduating right now from all the colleges and institutions around this country and come back and have to work at Walmart because we ain't developed the corporations. We ain't opened these old buildings up. We studied been trying to buy a damn Ferrari, Porsche, and a Rolls Royce, a big house, and our kids come back from college like Carter D. Woodson put in the Miseducation of the Negro with nowhere to go but to a white man to ask them for a job, which means that damn degree and that education don't mean nothing because that white man is going to hire his daughter, his nephew, his son, and after that he's going to hire his people. Ain't nothing all right until black men and black women, Africans, participate responsibly in doing something for self. And if you're going to start talking economics, you got to talk about building a group to defend it. It ain't a white man that build a bank and don't have a guard at the door. It ain't a white man that build a mansion and don't put cameras on his spurs. It ain't a white man that build a nation and don't develop a defensive mechanism to keep people from taking what you build. Stop being scared of building a black army that could protect your community and in, when it's time for self-defense, carry out their duties in self-defense with the logic of saving their mother, father, sister, cousin, auntie, and their community. We need to be baptized in economics, baptized in culture, baptized in a new political mindset with the logic of doing for self. You better act as the Jewish race and be aware of who you are and constitute and build a constitution and develop a mindset that you don't need your enemy for you to reach your goal. COINTELPRO said a job was to neutralize the rise of a black messiah and to neutralize black organizations from organizing and participating and working together. The injustice the FBI did alone give me the right to get on this phone tonight and teach respect to this group of people that have been so beat up, so lynched, so murdered, so raped. The determination for us not to fall any deeper into a coma is a blessing. And this is a period and a time where we don't have to take backdoor, apologize to nobody for our focus. You better get on the advanced liberation team and develop the mindset of self-help and start identifying yourself as an African and understand clearly that's all you need. And when you get to this crossroad, don't go right, don't go left, go straight. You got the right, after all the hell you done took for 450 years, to organize and discover the power in yourself. You are an empire in an empire.
I'm a child predator. not a pedophile. I'm the alien offspring of a predator. Father traveled by warp speed through the nebula. Met mom, made a crossbreed from the sex with her. All these god genes are molecular. He just called me through the cellular. Stories of antiquity say that potter's a beam of light, that only children born with special psychic powers see at night. But in these modern times, in the doctor's eyes, if you speak of me, you're schizophrenic or have DID. If you know me now, you're the lunatic that imaginary people seek to meet. Pig shell and ACID, so I sold them like surgic dithalamide. I decide what cryptic datamine. I gave sex advice to David Carradine. And my monster or a moon star. Old spirit in a new body. You're an old nigga in a used car. In the old earth is the new Mars. Girls sinning, sinning girls. Get to sing gals at the nude bar. I'm too charged. Trying to buy my mama own planet with a huge yard. Ooh Lord, save me. Do a shroom, then I go to church. Ooh, my baby, is that a pussy or an open purse? Told the nurse, check my throat on first. While you down there, make sure that my boner works. I was created to throw the earth. God body, so I know my worth. Wrote a perp, then I broke the wall. Made my Marcus Garvey poster smirk. Took the tablets, I was Moses first. Grow a human from the holy dirt. Boil, boil, win the royal oil. Bring a chicken back to life, I know it works. All I see is birds, Michael Jackson with an open shirt. I had an epileptic seizure before I wrote this verse. They tried to tell me that my melanin mean that my soul is cursed.
Thank you.
got a thing going on. Both know that it's wrong, but it's much too strong to let it go now. We meet every day at the same cafe, 6:30, and no one knows she'll be there. Holding high, while the jukebox plays a favorite song, me and Mrs. Jones, we got a thing going. That it's wrong, but it's much too strong to let it go now. We gotta be extra careful that we don't build our hopes up too high, 'cause she got her own obligations, and so you are me and Mrs. Jones. We both know that it's wrong, but it's much too strong to let it go now. Well, it's time for us to believe it. It hurts so much, it hurts so much inside. Now she'll go her way, and I'll go mine. Tomorrow we'll meet the same place, the same time. Me and Mrs. Jones. I want to meet you.
Father.